Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Hello.
Five six three two. That's you, Mom.
I'm on.
Yeah.
Okay. And who else I have on the line?
Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie. Good evening. Miss you.
Miss y'all too. Phone been broke for a month.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Is this Teresa? Last four digit, 1703.
Teresa,
good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Is that Ms. Williams?
Yes, it is.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
One 1138, is that you, Hubert?
Shalom, shalom. Greetings, Adonai.
Good evening. Okay, Mom, if you want to pick up reading in Exodus while we wait for others to join us.
Okay, I'm going to be reading from Exodus, second chapter, starting at the 10th verse. And the child grew, and she brought him into Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, because I drew him out of the water. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he had went out into his brethren and looked on their burden. And he spied an Egyptian, Smitten and Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strolled together. And he said to him that did the wrong. Wherefore, mighty thou fellow. And he said, who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Intentionally thou to kill me, as thou killest the Egyptian. And Moses did, and said, surely this thing is known. Now, when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh, and dwelled in the land of Midian, and he sat down by well. Now the priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the salt of water, their father and their father's flock. And the shepherd came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and held them, kept them, and watered their flock. And when they came to Reuben, their father, he said, "How is it that ye are come so soon today?" And they said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherd, and also drew water enough for us, and watered the flock." And he said unto his daughter, "And where is he? Why is it that ye have left the man? Call him, that he may eat for him." And Moses came content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses Zipporah, his daughter, and she bare him a son, and he called his name Geshem. For he said, "I have been a stranger in a strange land." And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel signed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard that groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God took hold of the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hello.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. We didn't have any new callers, but I'll do a roll call. If I miss anyone, please let me know, and we'll go ahead with our program. I have Daddy Werner, Mom, Auntie Carrie, Teresa, Ms. Williams, and Hubert, and myself. Amen. Amen. Okay, everyone. Let's see here. Where are we? Oh, I need... Okay. Here we go. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, look like we have a couple more callers. I'm going to go ahead and plug them in. Good evening.
Good evening.
Is Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Good evening. Welcome.
Thanks.
Auntie Carrie? I mean Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Amen. Good evening. Good evening. Okay, Auntie Dot and Auntie Betty, we have Teresa, Ms. Williams, Hubert, Daddy Werner, and Mom, and Auntie Carrie on the line. So we have a full house tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love that you show us daily. Father God, we ask that you help us to be doers of your word. Heavenly Father, we ask that you order our steps this week. Lead and guide us the way that you want us to go, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask that you remove all evil spirit away from our prayer service tonight and allow your wonderful words to be heard throughout these airways, in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless this prayer line, the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. Father God, we are praying for world peace. We know through your word that all things are possible. May you continue to bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, can you lead us out in Matthew 19:26, please?
You say Auntie Betty. Hello?
Uh-huh.
You said Auntie Betty.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't get to understand it. All right. Matthew 19:26 says, Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get it started. I pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And I will start with Ms. Williams today.
Okay. Okay, I would like to share from the book Power of the Blood. All right, it says the last day's excitement. We can see the days coming when the people will not only fall before the glory of God, but many may fall before they get into the church, a public auditorium. Note 2 Chronicles 7, verses 1 through 2. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled the house, and the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. It says, in many ways, as many were healed just by being passed over by Peter's shadow. So likewise, many will be healed in the cities where divine healing services are held. Many sick people lying in hospitals and homes in these cities will suddenly come under the benefit power of the Holy Spirit and will receive spontaneous remission. The power of God will be so greatly increased in the great restoration and renewal of the church that a saturation point will be created inside the church auditorium, and it will be so great, people will fall under the Lord's feet and on the steps of building. The power of the Lord will be healed citywide. The book is saying is there will come a time in our last week that the power of the Lord will be manifest, and it will be manifest through those who dare believe the power of the blood. And we must know that there is in the blood. Amen.
Yes.
Can you do anything about that feedback so we can
The echo. Yeah, I'm echo. Trying. I'm working on it. I'm
okay.
working on it.
Okay. Praise God. Lord God, we praise
you. Hello?
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord.
Hello?
In Jesus' name.
Hello?
We plead the power of the blood.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus.
Okay, I do apologize for the delay. Right now, I can't do any much about the echo, and I do apologize, but we're going to go ahead with our program. Thank you for that, Ms. William, on the last days. And next, I bring in Auntie Dot. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight? Okay. Hubert, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I do. I would like to speak upon how the Lord, hey, we must forgive others. We forgive ourselves. I'll be coming to you out of St. Luke, chapter 7, two parables of prayer.
Here were you breaking up.
Two parables of prayer. Jesus said to them, if one of you knows someone who comes to him in the middle of the night and says to him, you need a friend, lend me three loaves for a friend of mine has come in from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him. And he, from inside, in the closet, he's alone. The door is shut now. And my children and I are in bed. And I cannot get up to go look after your needs. I tell you, even though he does not get up and take care of the man, because of friendship, you need us, he will do something for the friendship, prestige, and give him as much as he needs. So I say unto you, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. For whoever asks receives it, whoever seeks finds, whoever knocks is admitted. But what among you give his son a snake if he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion if he asks for an egg? If you, with all of your sins, know how to give your children good things, how much more will the Heavenly Father, Abba, Jehovah, give to the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Amen. May the words of my mouth
be
accepted in his sight. Jehovah, bless Allah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Okay, Auntie Carrie, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, let's see. Daddy, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to see chapter 26, youth, and starting at the 36th verse. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit you here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry you here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. And he cometh unto the disciples, and found them asleep. And he says unto Peter, what could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then coming to speak to his disciples, he says unto them, sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed unto the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is that hand that doth betray me. And why yet spake no Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with sword and staff from the chief priests and the help of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whosoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast. What will he do? Jesus said, hail, Master, kiss the king. Jesus said to him, bring, wherefore art thou come? Then came his hand and said, lay your hand on Jesus, and took him. And behold, Lord, and struck the stuff of the high priest and put off here. And said Jesus unto him, put up again thy sword unto his place, for all they have taken, they will be prepared with the sword. I pray to my Father, he, your brethren, give me more than 12 legions, for how then shall the scripture be fulfilled that does it be? In that same hour said Jesus to the multitude, are you come out as the thief with sword and staff for to take me? I sit daily with you, teaching in the temple, and you lay no hold on me. But all this was done that the scripture of the prophet might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. Let's see. Teresa?
Thank you.
Have any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to read a scripture. A scripture that was read in service today that I feel is good for sharing at this particular time. It's going to be 2 Corinthians 12, starting at verse 7. And just a little background before I read the scripture. The scripture is centered around the subject, knowing how to pray when you're under attack. The thorn in the flesh. Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the righteousness, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a blessing from Satan to buffer me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I would rather both in my infirmity, then the power of Christ may be rest upon me. Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Teresa.
Lord.
Okay. Mom, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read a story by Henry. And it's coming out of Matthew
One Friday morning, I met Hickel. When he asked me for some spare change, he began to talk. He confessed that he was ashamed of how far he had fallen. He had been in business for 4 years with nothing positive to show for it. He felt he couldn't go home. His bad temper had created problems at home with his foster family. For many years, he had horrible, unsolved anger toward his biological father, who had been absent from his home. I told him, you need to forgive your father. That is the beginning of your healing. While I spoke, tears began rolling down his cheeks. When Jesus gave his disciples a model for praying, it included the notion of forgiveness. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive. To the degree we forgive others, God will forgive us. If we don't forgive, God will not forgive us. We must change our heart toward our brother or sister, which leads to forgiveness. Forgiveness requires that we renounce or giving up our anger or resentment against another. For him, that means giving up his sins against his father, even though he hadn't seen him in years. Then we need to decide that anger and resentment will no longer direct his thoughts and feelings. He needed to say, I forgive you, Dad. I forgive the hurt you caused me. I pray that God will forgive us the opportunity to talk this out and put the past to happen in the past. Each of us needs to look in the mirror and ask God to change our mind. The hurt we have no forgive, not forgiven, but not we consider people driving us to action and feel the letting go of our anger. We can be liberated from action to what we can come from here. Forgiveness is a person. It does even more to us. For as long as we still will reward others to block our need to grow, we'll protect and our need for need to God. Ask God to give the loving witnesses to our today. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
You have a dark mind.
Did we tell Miss Ellen to join in?
I don't know. Mine is in the evening.
Okay. All right, we're moving right along. Thank you for that, Mom. And next, Auntie Betty, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he heard my voice, my plea for mercy. I will call on him as long as I live because he turned his ear towards me. The rope of death became tangled around me. The harbor of the grave took hold of me. I experienced pain and agony. But I kept calling on the name of the Lord. Please, Lord, rescue me. The Lord is merciful and righteous. Our God. He saved me. Be at peace. again, my soul, because the Lord has been good to you. He saved me from death. He saved my eyes from tears and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the way. I will walk in the Lord's presence in this world of the living. I kept my faith even when I said, I am suffering trouble. I also said when I was panicking stricken, everyone is undependable. How can I repay the Lord for all the good that he has done for me? I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will keep my vow to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, I am indeed your servant. I am your servant, the son of your female servant. You have freed me from my chains, and I bring a song of thanksgiving to you as a sacrifice. I will call on the name of the Lord. I will keep my vow to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Let's see. We're going to move on into our second shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our family, friends, and loved ones, especially Miss Wanda, Daddy Verner, Miss Allen, Angela Burns, Jessica Smith, Michael and Denise Moody, Vicki Hussman, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Brian, Janet Williams, Mom, Valerie Crockett, Charles and Val, Auntie Betty, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Erlene, Abilene, Tally, Carlos and the Wells family, Eddie Tipman, Ruth Edwards, Marianne, the Rossiter family, Miss Water and family, Mr. Harold, Miss Boyers and family, Lenny and family, the Norris family, Calvin, Mary Lowe, Cheryl, Quentin, Rayco and family, and anyone else that we are not aware of and stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward. Lift them up so that others may see the goodness of you working in them. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for the healing that you are performing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Sweet Spirit, sweet Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Mighty Spirit, Mighty Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Healing Spirit, Healing Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Sweet Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, we're in the birthday week of July 13th through July 19th. Any birthdays we need to recognize? For that week.
For that week. Jeremy.
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 Okay.
Okay, John Williams.
John Williams.
15.
15.
John Williams.
John Williams.
Okay.
Okay.
Any others? Okay, let's see here. Okay, Dot, would you do us the honor to sing happy birthday? We have Jeremy and John Williams. Oh, let's see. I'm sorry. Auntie Dot? Are you there? I can't hear her. Let's see here. Miss Williams, would you sing happy birthday to Jeremy and John Williams for us, please?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jeremy and John. Happy birthday to you. God blessings on you. God blessings on you. And may you have many, many more blessings of the Lord on you.
Hey,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams. We're going to go ahead into our praise and testimony, songs, or poems. So I'll just go down the list. You can share. If not, just say pass. And I will start with Hubert.
Yes, thank you very much. You know, first of all, I'd like to say my sister in Christ, Miss Pamela Haynes, a great peace and love unto the whole of you all. And I will be coming to you out of the Book of Proverbs. You all know, Book of Proverbs, you can read a chapter every day and complete it in a month. So I would like to bring that to all the Adams family, which I will have notes to bear that in mind. I'll be coming to you from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 13.
Hubert, you're fading out. Can you get a little closer or something?
What about that? That better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Even his left of the heart may be sad. The end of joy may be sorrow. The scoundrel suffers the consequences of his ways, and the good man reaps the fruits of his path. Simpleton believes everything, but the shrewd man measures his steps. The wise man is cautious and shuns evil. The fool in wickedness and sure of himself. The quick tempered man make a fool of himself, but the prudent man is at peace. Hello. The abnorm of the simpleton is folly, but shrewd men gain the crown of knowledge. Evil men must bow down before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the just. Even by the neighbor, the poor man is hated, but the friends, the leader of the rich, are many. He sins who despises the homeless, but happy is he who is kind to the poor. Do not those who plot evil go astray, but those innocent on good gain, kindness, and consistency. In all labor, there is profit. But mere talk tends only to profit person. The crown of the wise is resourceful. The dimness of fool is folly. The truthful witness save lives. But he who other lives is a betrayer. In the fear of the Lord is a strong defense. Even for one children, he will be a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, that a man may avoid the snares of death. In many subjects lies the glory of the king, but if the people are few, it is the prince's ruin. The patient man shows much good sense, But the quick temper man just plays folly at a height. A great preacher man gives not to the party, but jealous rods brought to the bone. He who oppresses the poor blacksmith his face, but he who is kind to the needy grows kind. The wicked man is overthrown by his wickedness, but the just can find a refuge in his honesty. In the heart of the intelligent, wisdom abides, but in the bosom of fools, it is unknown. Virtue exalted nature, but sin is the people's disgrace. The king favors the intelligent servant, but the worthless one incurs his wrath. May the Lord have a blessing upon the reading of his words. Amen. Bless Allah. Hold on.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Hubert. Okay, Daddy, any good news? I'm sorry, any praise report, testimony, or song or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes,
did you say song? You said you was going to sing?
I'm going to wait another time on that. I'm going to read a little bit about God, Way of Salvation.
Amen.
And I have three questions. The first one, do I need to be saved?
Yeah.
God is holy. No sin will ever enter his presence. For righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. Psalm 9:7-2. Man is sinful, for all have sinned and come short to the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Sin separates man from God, but your iniquity has separated between you and your God. And your sin has hid your face from you. Isaiah 59:2. It is impossible for man to save himself. By the deeds of the law, that shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Romans 3:2. And the second question, can I be saved? God sent his son to be your savior. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4:10. The living savior invites sinners to receive him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Forgiveness of sin and salvation can be yours today. For Christ also has once suffered. For Christ also has once suffered for our sins. He just for the unjust. He that reigns, my tongue getting tired, let me do this again. For Christ also had once suffered for sinning. He just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. 1 Peter 3:18. And the third one, how can I be saved? Agree with God that you are a lost sinner, unable to save yourself. God commanded his love toward us, and that's why we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sin, and ask him to be your savior. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on him, on his name. John 1:12. Confess the Lord Jesus Christ before men. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead,
that shall be saved. Romans 10 and 9. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come unto condemnation, but it passeth from death unto life. John 5, 24. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy Werner. Auntie Dodd, did you want to share any praise report, testimony, poem, or a song? Okay, Auntie Carrie.
Oh, yes, I was going to read Psalm 67.
Amen.
Okay. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon the earth, the saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O, let the nation be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteousness and govern the nation upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God, let the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the end of the earth shall fear him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Teresa, anything else you want to share with the group? A praise report, a testimony, a song, or a poem?
Not this time.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Auntie Betty?
Yes? I'm going to attempt to try to sing a song tonight.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me and my whole heart, I agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey when your spirit speaks to me. And my whole heart I agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Okay, Miss Williams, praise report, testimony, poem, or song?
First, I want to do a praise report. I'm thanking God for bringing my family from Miami last weekend, bring here safely. Had a very enjoyable taking me back safely. And to God, we give the praise. For his-
Amen.
Okay, did y'all hear me?
We could barely hear you. We hear you better now.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was just saying I thank God for bringing my family here.
How are you?
Last week, we had a very enjoyable fourth. He took them, brought them safe and took them back to us. My God. And I would like to keep in the frame of the blood what the Lord is saying to us to remember there is power in the blood. And whatever situation or condition we face ourselves, we want to remember the blood. I want to do this. This is a hymn, but I want to read it.
Amen.
I don't think
Amen.
I can say it. The title of it is Arise, My Soul, Arise. Arise, my soul, arise. Shake off your guilty fears. The bleeding sacrifice in my behalf appears. Before the throne, my surety stands. My name is written in his hand. We ever live above for me to intercede. His all-redeeming love, his precious blood to plead. His blood atoned for every race and sprinkle now the throne of grace. Five bleeding wounds he bears, received on Calvary. They pour effectual prayers. They strongly plead for me. Forgive him, oh, forgive him, they cry. Forgive him, oh, forgive him, they cry. Now let that ransomed sinner die. The Father hears him pray, his dear anointed one. He cannot turn away the presence of his Son. The Spirit answers through the blood. The Spirit answers through the blood and tells me I am born of God. My God is reconciled. His hardened voice I hear. He owns me for his child. I can no longer fear. With confidence, I now draw near. With confidence, I now draw near. And Father, Abba, Father, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, thank you for that, Miss Williams. Mom, any praise report testimony?
I'm going to attempt to sing.
Amen.
my fever life is over.
long for me won't be no more. God made you please make it no more to that day. And I'm so to that show. Yeah, I'll go. Walk with glory to thee, and let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, that completes our praise, testimonies, songs, and poems. We're going to move right into the Serenity Prayer. And if everyone would just follow along, please. God grant me. The serenity to accept. The things that I cannot change. The courage to change. The things that I can change. And the wisdom.
And the wisdom.
To know the difference. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Grant me, Lord. Grant me. Amen. Okay, our closing prayer, before we go into that, Daddy Verner will be leading us out in the closing prayer. But is there anything anyone else wants to share before we go into the closing prayer?
Yes, I would like to share
the word local. Can't hear you.
I'd like to share this with the family. Who are my disciples? Those that have seen me in his word. No problem.
Amen. 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 Okay, if everyone would bow their head, that will lead us out in Psalms 23.
Oh. 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. That a relationship. I still not want. That's the plot. He make me lie down in green pasture. That rest. He lead me beside the still water. That refreshment. He restore my soul. That healing. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That purpose. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that challenge. I will fear no evil, that assurance. For you are with me, that faithfulness. Your rod and staff, they comfort me, that shepherd. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemy, that hope. You anoint my head with oil, that consecration. My cup runneth over, that abundance. Surely goodness and wisdom shall follow me all the days of my life. That blessing. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That security. Forever. That's eternity. Amen.
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 But I like that.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy Verner. And, well, I want to apologize for the echoing or the background noise that we experienced today, but we survive, amen, through God.
Amen.
Amen. We share some good news and some wonderful songs we'll share tonight. Amen. God is good. God is good.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danella's family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Remember this, you must keep the devil at bay. So when your feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other one, oh, no, he or she is up again. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Remember to keep God first in all that you do. He is right there just waiting on you. May you all have a blessed week. Jesus loves you and so do I. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Love you.
Love you.
God bless you.
Somebody mix up the name of Jesus.
Can I get this on my test?
Standing in his face. How would you like to call his name Jesus? I'm ready.
Why you
Jesus,
call out on yours?
Jesus.
Well,
Jesus.
I don't have
come
an
on,
app.
Call his name Jesus. Uh-huh. Do that for me. Jesus. That's it. Because you have relationship. Calling his name, not because you've been instructed, but because you have relationship. Somebody say Jesus. We know where the power is. We know where the power is. We know where the power is. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, yeah, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Let's do it together, there is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power.
In the name.
In the name of Jesus.
You raise it now.
There is power
in the name of Jesus. Say to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Woo! Break every chain.
And this is the one I love, it says, there's an army rising. There's an army rising up. See, there's an army. You got it. Rising up. And this is what we've come to do. Say to break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Lift up your voice and say it. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There is power in
Amen, amen. Break every chain. Leave you with this for the week. Lord, forgive us for the lack of control of our tongue. Help us to use the gift of speech as a blessing rather than a curse. Until next week, good night.
Hello. Hey. Yeah, their phone went